Primetime ABC, Saturday night. It's number 16, Michigan, at number 7, Penn State. Mike, this looks to me like this may be James Franklin's best Penn State team since he's been there, even better than that 2017 team that was only 4 points away from being undefeated. Michigan, Jim Harbaugh, year 5, still hasn't beaten Ohio State, still hasn't played in the Big Ten championship game. This is a chance for the Wolverines to make a statement about the state of their program in prime time. Harbaugh says the offense is close to hitting their stride. We'll see if that's true against a pretty good Penn State team. And for that to happen, Shea Patterson, he needs to play his best game that he's ever played as a Wolverine. Penn State, they've been close to the playoffs a couple of times under Franklin. And a lot of my coaching comrades think that either Penn State or Ohio State is going to be in the playoffs this year. And if it's going to be Penn State, Saturday night will be their first big hurdle.
It will, but wow. Penn State is a 9-point favorite here. And I respect Penn State. They opened 7.5. It was bet up to 9 almost immediately. It just looks out of place. The number looks like it's out of control because you know that the public is likely to back Michigan here, and the odds makers still have the line at 9. Now, by kickoff, it might be a situation of pros versus Joes, meaning the pros and sharps are going to be on Penn State, and Joe Public is going to be on Michigan. Harbaugh needs the win. And 9 points seems like a lot of points, but look at Michigan's last 3 losses. Wisconsin beat them by 21. And it wasn't that close. Florida drubbed them by 26 in the bowl game, and Ohio State beat them 62-39. So that 9 points looks like a lot, but when you look at when Michigan loses, they get drubbed. Penn State has not allowed more than 13 points in any game thus far. And we both know that James Franklin, he'll run the score up if he can, and rightfully so, in my opinion, because you have to put the style points up there to try to get in the playoffs. This is a tough call. I'm going to watch the line movement and decide if there's any value on game day.